All right, so today I'm joined with Kieran Starlight of the Satena Nations. There's a language powwow that is happening on Sunday. Can you tell me a little bit about this powwow?
So we're having our language awareness powwow. So I work with the Gunaha program on Satena Nation, and our main focus for this particular event is to bring awareness to our community about revitalizing our language and honoring the fluent speakers that are left in our community as well.
How important is language in the Satena culture?
It's really important because our dialect is so specific to Satena. So it is kind of like, you know, more rare to this area. We're one of the only Dene speaking communities within Treaty 7. And right now, because we're one of like the smaller populations of communities in the area as well, we have a lower amount of fluent speakers in the community. So I would say it's probably less than 1% of our community can fluently understand and speak the language. So it's really important to us.
Currently outside of this powwow, what programs are available in Satena for people to learn your dialect?
So right now we are doing like a community-based online program. It runs 4 weeks over a few months here. Registration is closed for that, unfortunately, but we do have resources at the program as well. So we're located at the Satena Museum. You can come in, you can email us and like request resources from us, and we'll create things free of charge for people to access, like the alphabet, our nonsense sounds, and any other vocabulary that you need. And then we're also on Facebook and Instagram, and we have a website. So if you're comfortable with accessing those resources there, that's more than possible for people to do.
What are some of the elements that will be taking place during the powwow?
So it is a traditional powwow. Dancers do have to register, but by registering, like all of our dancers will be paid for being there and for participating. As far as I know, like during grand entry, we will kind of like dance in all of our Satena Gunaha teachers, all of the people who work within our program, as well as some of the elders that we work directly with will be in that grand entry as well. And I think there are like plans for presentations throughout the night, you know, presentations from students that were in that language program from a few weeks back. So yeah, I think it's just like integrating it into like the emceeing, and then also just kind of integrating it into like how we're interacting with our visitors at the powwow as well.
You're going to have people who've gone through this program and they're going to be speaking at this powwow. What are you hearing about people being nervous about speaking the Satena dialect at this powwow?
Everybody is a bit nervous to speak the language. You know, like I've been speaking it probably since I was a kid, but I still do get the nerves when you are kind of speaking it around other people because, you know, you don't want to mess up the pronunciation. You want to make sure that you're saying things properly. You're like hyper aware of other people and them kind of like being critical of like how you're speaking. But at the program, we really try to encourage people to make those mistakes and we correct them in a really good way. So I think we do like created this kind of like environment within the class. Ben Pipes them runs it where people can make those mistakes and they can learn from it and kind of move forward. So I think everybody's feeling a little bit good about it, I hope, but I'm sure there's probably some nerves probably the night before.
As a mother and a language speaker, how are you passing on your knowledge to your children?
I have a daughter. She's going to be 4. So she's actually in the Satena Gunaha Atsadilaship program. It's a kindergarten program that's specific to here in Satena, where all of the students are exposed to the language throughout the day. So it's not like mainstream where you get one lesson a day for specifically Satena. It's integrated into their whole routine throughout the day. So she's in that. And then as like a speaker for myself, like I do use it in the home. I use it for like, you know, prompting her to do things or like when she's handing things to me and just kind of make it part of her everyday routine as well. So it's a learning process, not only for her, but also for me as a parent, to like learn the words and use it on a regular basis so she grows up with it and so my son can hear it as well growing up.
Kieran, thank you so much.
Thank you. See you, Scott. Appreciate it.